So we'll pick up where we left off with the text of Thus Spake Ramana. We're up to number 65. It is said that the whole Vedanta can be compressed into four words. Deham Naham. Koham Soham. That's it. You don't need to know anything else. It explains all of reality. So, Deham means the body. Naham is not. I am not the body. Koham means then who am I? Soham, I am that. Sa aham, I am that. So, the body is not I. If one inquires, Koham, who am I? If one inquires whence this I springs and realizes it, then in the heart of such a one, the omnipresent God will shine as I, as Sa Aham. And that means that the one for whom this awesome event has happened will know that I am that, the Self, the shining, infinite, absolute, blissful intelligence is I. Do you know that level of your I yet? Do you realize you are the omnipresent God, incarnate at this very moment? If not, why not? It should be obvious that you're not the body. It should be obvious that one is consciousness. It should be obvious that one can only be that which is formless, timeless, and absolute, all-pervading. If you don't know that, it is explained by two things. The body identification, the identification is the knot, the granti. The chit becomes knotted to the granti at the moment that the analyst Lacan, Jacques Lacan, said, called the mirror stage. When one sees the mirror image and the parents say, that's you, and you take that in and you internalize that self-image as me. But what I don't think Lacan got is that there's a double knot. It's a double mirror stage. The stula sharira, the gross body, is mirrored in the mirror, but the subtle body doesn't show up in the mirror. The subtle body contains the original projection of a signifier into your consciousness that becomes knotted to the body. And this is a signifier that carries the charge of shame. And when that shaming signifier is taken in and identified with, then one is doubly knotted to the body. And one can't get past it, not because of the identification itself, but because of the shame that is too unbearable to touch. And so it remains suppressed, and one stays only at the surface level of one's consciousness because it's too awful to go deeper than that. And so then one ever after that, once the ISS gets in place, the internal shaming signifier, you cannot go deeper into inner space. this becomes your space station, the station of your cross, that you cannot cross deeper into your infinite consciousness. So one must understand that when one is very young, one gets ridiculed, projected on. Your body gets called too big, too small, too scrawny, too whatever, right? And whatever aspects of the body image are shamed and ridiculed, including your existence itself, that becomes such a lump of negredo, of negativity, that your consciousness can never expand into its fullness ever again, because it goes into a category of unbearable knowledge. And so the only way out of this capture by the shaming signifier, which is how the family system then controls you, and how the social system then later controls you, the only way out of that is to re-ask the question, who am I, and realize that the I that is asking it doesn't show up in the mirror and cannot be shamed by another, cannot be captured by a signifier. And then that can be released and one is liberated forever from the knot that has caused all of the succeeding cascade of emotional problems in one's life. Because as soon as the sukshma sharira is knotted to the stula sharira, it creates a passage to allow psychosomatic symptoms to be created. Because as soon as there is an internal negative emotion, it is immediately projected into the physical body, so it can be mirrored, because one is identified with both and they are confused, as if the subtle body is the physical. But once they are separated, then the subtle body realizes it itself has higher levels, right? Beyond the manomaya kosha, the vijnanamaya kosha, the anandamaya kosha, the sutratma, all of these become subtler levels of body, a vehicle, that then one must also disidentify from. And there may be shaming signifiers from past lives that are still there when one has gotten rid of all of the ones from the present life. But the more that one has advanced in the vibrational frequency of the God self, in that realization, the less power any of those other obstacles of negativity or limitation that are always mere images or signifiers can affect one. And then finally one will realize, soham, I am that, the Supreme Self, the Infinite Consciousness, that cannot be known by another, and therefore cannot be shamed, and for whom there is no other. So, Ramana says in 66, the bliss which is enjoyed unconsciously in sleep is enjoyed consciously in turiya, in that fourth state that isn't deep sleep, it isn't dream, it isn't waking. It is that infinite consciousness in which the world of waking, dream, and sleep are set. But it is that container of all that appears in consciousness that seems to be a world that is only your own consciousness. And it is that that is enjoyed as the ananda. So Ramana goes on and says, the ananda enjoyed during jagrat, the waking state of an ego, is an upadhi ananda. It's an adjunct. But there are not different anandas. There's only one ananda. And it includes all of the anandas enjoyed during the waking state, the ananda of all kinds of beings, from the lowest animal to the highest god, the ananda of the self. the ananda of the self, which is one, multiplies as an infinite myriad of permutations of bliss. Every being is a manifestation of one kind of bliss, a unique kind of bliss that cannot be known by any other being, but all are known by the one self whose bliss has been distributed in all of its permutations. And this is what creates the illusion of a universe. So, in 67, Ramana says, "Know thyself," is what is usually said. But even that is not correct. Okay? To know thyself, the famous words of the Greek philosophers. Why is it not correct? Because if we talk of knowing the self, there must be two selves, one a knowing self and another which is known, and the process of knowing. But the state we call realization is simply being oneself, not knowing anything or becoming anything. If one has realized he is that which alone is and which alone has always been. So if one has realized the self, you realize that you are that which alone is and which alone has always been, and I would add, always shall be. So the self doesn't know anything, and especially not knowledge that is of signifiers, of language, that is simply a labeling of the phenomenal plane that is itself illusory. The self has no interest in knowing the illusion. It is free from the illusion. Why would you want to fall into the illusion and to know the unreal? That would be like saying you want a hallucination. You want a psychotic delusion. No, but the self, without knowing anything or any desire to know or become anything within the illusory, phenomenal complex, when one has free of all of that, when the ego is absent, and the ego is only that desire to become within the phenomenal illusion, a somebody without a shaming signifier that is creating one's traumas. But once one is free of that, one is free of the finite, one is free of birth and death, one is free of all of the possibilities of being captured and limited, one is liberated fully into the God Self. But to do that, there must be a complete absence of the ego and an annihilation of that ISS that is the core of the ego, a complete annihilation of any identification with anything or any signifier, including the body, including the mind, including all images from the phenomenal plane, and to realize none of them pertain to the self that is forever unborn and deathless. Know that you are that here and now. May you know the peace of perfect inner silence that comes of having dissolved all signifiers, all images, all attachments, all identifications, so that one abides in that infinite self that neither knows nor becomes, but is the supreme reality. May you know the peace that comes of having been so saturated with the infinite, all-pervading, supreme knowledge that is the self's own being, that one has the capacity to translate that into wisdom, beauty, power, love, and all of the miraculous delights of the blissful self. And may you know the supreme gift of having so deeply entered into the real I that one knows the most secret core of God itself that never appears, even to the great saints, that never appears within the phenomenal flux, and not even in that consciousness that remains at all tied to any karma, but that is given as the ultimate grace of the final liberation from the wheel of time. May you know that ever-present diamond here and now as the self. Aham. Aham.